The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1971, Canada's first nuclear power plant went online. In 1979, the crew of Soyuz 32 lifted off for a 175-day stay on space station Salyut 6, where the two-man crew became the first cosmonauts to be granted vacation time in orbit, 5 days off to celebrate May Day. Author Anthony Burgess, who wrote the satirical novel A Clockwork Orange, was born on this day in 1917. Writer and producer Larry Gelbar, who translated MASH from a one-off movie to a groundbreaking TV success story, was born in 1928. Bernard Breslau, the first actor to wear the reptilian armor of Doctor Who's Ice Warriors, was born today in 1934. When he took the job, he assumed that being an ice warrior meant he'd be wearing furs and a Viking helmet. George Harrison of the Beatles was born in 1943. Alexis Denisoff, one of the stars of the Buffy spin-off Angel, was born in 1966. And Sean Astin, both a Goonie and a Hobbit, was born in 1971. Sci-fi and fantasy author Philip Jose Farmer died on this day in 2009. And in 2015, the producer of the popular 1980s run of Star Trek films died, Harve Bennett. A veteran of TV production, Bennett was originally brought in by Paramount to salvage Star Trek's big screen reputation with a more action-packed and yet lower-budget sequel to Star Trek The Motion Picture. The result was the smash hit Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan.
Beyond the darkness, beyond the human evolution, is Khan, a genetically superior tyrant. Exiled to a barren planet, banished by a starship commander he is destined to destroy, left for dead.
I shall leave you as you left me, marooned for all eternity, buried alive, buried alive.
Khan! Khan!
At the end of the universe lies the beginning of vengeance. Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan.
Bennett produced and occasionally co-wrote the subsequent Star Trek movies through 1989's Star Trek V. In 1977, former Genesis frontman Peter Gabriel's first solo album was released. In 1979, Battlestar Galactica received Messages from Earth, a movie-length episode of the original series meant to re-aim the show in a less expensive direction.
We've actually found human life forms.
Look at them.
Oh, my Lord.
Hopefully this is our first contact with an Earth vehicle.
The lives of those people do not belong to us. They must be allowed to continue on their journey.
Can you identify them?
I have never seen flying craft remotely similar.
Do not lose contact with those ships.
You'd have to be pretty powerful to beat the Alliance.
In 1980, Blake 7 had to disprove Avon's rumors of death.
Don't worry, it's simple, man.
What are you talking about?
The implant in your neck.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There is a homing device implanted in your neck.
How did you know?
We detected it as soon as we picked you up. We've been monitoring it ever since. It's been sending steadily for 5 days.
5 days? Is that how long I've been here?
Your friends aren't coming.
Oh, they are. They must.
An attack on this place would be suicide anywhere. Is there anyone who thinks that you're worth dying for? Who are you?
Avon. My name is Avon.
Avon?
And you misunderstand about the homing device. My friends won't come while it's sending. But now I've switched it off.
And we're here.
Still.
Stand very, very still.
How did you get in here?
It's called a teleport.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.